Question 40. Archimedes was neither a scientist nor a technologist, since no such people existed when he was living in Sicily during the 3rd century BC. Instead, Archimedes more closely resembled a different modern stereotype, the armchair philosopher. The social and scholarly landscapes of ancient Greece were dramatically different from those familiar today. Broadly speaking, two sectors of Greek society influenced what would later become science. Only individuals belonging to the smaller group were celebrated, the wealthy philosophers who thought profoundly about the universe and its occupants, but generally felt that hands-on experimental research was beneath them and irrelevant. In contrast, the far greater number of people from lower social orders have largely been forgotten, even though they were also vital for the course of future science. Although many theoretical concepts do derive from Greek philosophers, other aspects of science originate from less privileged people who use their expertise to keep themselves alive. Miners who developed ore refining techniques, farmers familiar with weather patterns, and textile workers who relied on chemical reactions. In ancient Greece, science was influenced by both philosophies of the higher class and practical skills of the lower class.